Coach, how important is tempo in your offense, and what are you guys doing to work on that this fall?
It's very important. That's what we do. We try and go fast, and it's not necessarily go fast all the time, but we can change it up whenever we want, but preferably we like to go fast all the time.
Dylan Mitchell, talking to him at Media Day, seems like he has a pretty interesting personality, and he's ready to be potentially a guy on the outside for you guys this year. How would you describe what he's like as a person and as a football player?
Well, I think Dylan is growing up, and I think he's learning to trust the coaches a lot more now. When we first got here, you can tell that he wasn't too sure, but as time gone by, he's opened up a lot, and we've seen a lot more of this training camp. He's talking more, he's smiling more, he's laughing, and he's making plays for us. So I think he's growing up and believing in himself and knowing that this football team is going to lean on him.
The way that Dimitri Birch has been practicing, what jumps out at you about him? He was talked about by Coach Rowe yesterday too.
Dimitri's a good athlete. You know, he played quarterback in high school, and he's one of those kids that you can put him at any position, and he'll make plays for you. He likes playing the game of football, and so we're moving him around, playing a little quarterback and a little receiver for us.
Do you feel like there are any more moves within the roster, position to position, to come?
Not as of right now, but you never know.
What about David Gilbertson? Kind of gave you the confidence that he could step in to coach a full position like that so young?
David did it before. He did it for me before when we was at USF. You know, we had a coach leave right before training camp, and David stepped in and did a good job for us. You know, coaching the tight ends and becoming a full-time coach for us. So I've seen it before, and he's a kid that's been raised around the game of football and understand the game of football, and he does a great job relating to our players.
So many talented running backs. How can you take advantage of that in terms of getting the ball?
I don't know if we can take advantage of it, because all of them I want to play, and I want to give them all the ball, yeah. You know, but you only can give them so many of them the ball. But it's great to have that many running backs, and I've been in a season where we went through six running backs, so you can never have enough running backs on your football team, and fortunately we have quite a bit that's pretty darn good, you know.
Play more than one at once?
Oh, yeah. Probably play three at times.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. You'll see a little bit of everything with us.
Really, all teams have injuries. It seems like Oregon's had more than its share the past few years. Do you believe that there are things you can do in the offseason and in training camp to not prevent injuries, but at least to mitigate the risk a little bit?
I do. You know, I think there's certain things you can do. And, again, everybody have different philosophy on how they train, and knock on wood, but the way we've trained, we've been blessed not to have as many injuries throughout the season at where I was in the past. You know, so hopefully that can continue here. We need for that to continue here because of depth. So we're counting on our off-season training to really help our football team this season.
Are you a believer in hitting in practice? Do you like to do a lot of hitting in practice, or do you try to dial it back as the season gets closer?
We hit in practice. We hit almost every play, you know. I think you have to. You know, we don't tackle every play, but we hit, and guys feel it, and we want them to feel it when we go thud. And sometimes when you go thud, sometimes you accidentally go to the ground. But I think you have to do it. You know, you can't not hit and then think you're going to get in the game and want your guys to go out and tackle the way you want them to. So we don't tackle every day. There's some we have practices for that, you know, but we do thud every practice.
How much leeway do you have in the amount of tackling you can do in practice? Is that NCAA rules involved in that, or do you have quite a bit of discretion in that?
They do. They have rules where you can, but and like for us, again, we don't tackle every day, and you got to look out for the players. You know, they have so many equipment now that you can use to help with tackling. So I don't think you have to do that every single day, you know, but you do need it at some point.
Are you scrimmaging on Saturday? I think you said you were doing that last week.
Yeah, we'll have a situational scrimmage on Saturday.
What goes into that? What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, we just have a lot of different situations where we start backed up. We're starting the red zone. Be some third down scrimmages. But we'll just pick out a lot of different situations, 2 minutes, and let our guys go out and play ball. But more importantly, just make sure they're locked in and understanding the situation that we're going through, you know, and try to play the game of football the way that you're supposed to.
Coaches, there's still a bit of competition with kicking and punting. Are you starting to narrow those down?
Not yet. You know, those guys are going back and forth right now, and I love it. You know, these guys, they're going hard, and one day one of the guys do well, Snyder do well, and the other day Stack will do well, and so they're going back and forth, and we're looking for consistency, and just like at every other position, that competition just going to make us better.
Same thing for punt returners, kick returners, still working on.
Absolutely. We have a lot of guys for those positions, the returning position. You know, it just for us personally, we're going to put our most reliable guy back to return kicks and punt. So I think when you see this fall, those guys playing. I just took a shower and this bug still. but anyways, we're going to put our most reliable guy back there.
Cristobal yesterday was really high on the offensive line, said there's 11 or 12 guys that are competing. How do you foster that competitiveness when four starters are back? Crosby, before he got hurt, was a two-year starter. How do you get all those guys to buy in on, you know, playing time is truly open when so many experienced players are coming back?
Well, I think when you have that moving depth chart, I think it helps all those guys, and they all know that they have a chance to be the guy. But I think more importantly, those guys understand that they got to be consistent every day if they want to be the guy, you know. So it's nothing like having competition and getting guys to go hard every single day. And Coach Cristobal does a great job of getting his guys ready for practice.
But you guys obviously had a lot of talent come in with this last class. But did you think that guys would be challenging for starting spots in week two of fall camp?
I do. They got an opportunity to go take somebody's job. We're giving them that, and I think you'll see a lot of freshmen play for us this year. We just, again, as we continue to try to build some depth within our football programs, you're going to see a lot of those guys play.
Royce has spent a good amount of time hanging out with the offensive linemen on the sleds and whatnot. Was that an area of pass protection you thought he could get better at?
Well, just something we always done with our backs. You know, we just think he's running backs another extension of the O-line, and I think the more they understand the way the line is taught to do things, the better they can be as a running back and setting up blocks and things. And Royce, since he's not on any special teams, he's in the offensive line meeting room. So he understands all the calls and what Coach Cristobal is teaching those guys. And I really think it's helping him be more instinctive in some of the things he do. And he does a great job of setting up the blocks.
So he'll sit in with the meetings as well during the week?
Oh, yeah.
You said in the spring you needed to find some guys at tight end and move some positions. How feel like those guys are progressing?
Good. I've been really impressed. You know, Breeland's done a great job throughout the spring and fall, but I've been really, really impressed with Bay and Cam McCormick. He's coming along and playing physical like we want him to, but also catching the ball and helping us in the pass game as well. So I've been really impressed with those guys. Matt Mariota, the same way. I mean, those guys are competing, and I feel a lot better about them now than I did in the spring.